Welcome to the Claudio Relsano Show on ClaudioRelsano.com, brought to you by Roscoe Hearing and Allergy Care Center. Claudio will be speaking to sports legends from the 70s, 80s, and 90s about their careers, business, and what they're doing now. He will also hold roundtable discussions with some old friends about trending topics in the world of sports. And now, here's Claudio.
Hello, everyone, and thank you so much for tuning into the Claudio Relsano Show, brought to you by Roscoe Hearing and Allergy Care Center. We want to say hello to all of our sponsors, Dom's Pizzeria and Sports Bar at 502 Cavett Avenue in Trafford, Pennsylvania, criminal defense attorney Eric Jackson Lurie with offices located in downtown Pittsburgh and Fox Chapel. Call Eric at 412-963-9308. And thank you, Rick Mitchell, for the intros and outros, and I could not do the show without my wonderful producer, Mr. Adam Zaloof, a name that you hear throughout the show. You hear several commercials. You hear me talk about him all the time. Someone who, yes, he's our sponsor, but he has become a friend, somebody who I admire, respect, and I also ask advice from, and that is Mr. Dr. Roscoe, Greg Roscoe. Dr. Roscoe, thanks for being on our show.
Hey, Claudio, thank you so much for that beautiful introduction. Thank you for all those kind words. Thank you for having me on your program also.
Well, it's our show. It's your show, Adam's show, and my show. So it's, I always say our show. So our fans. Beautiful. So thank you.
Thank you.
Doctor, we're going to jump around today. We're going to talk, as I asked your opinion earlier, about a month ago, about maybe just not interviewing athletes. We're going to interview some successful businessmen and women and get their take on how they got from point A to point B, but also their different thoughts and philosophies on business and life. So I thought of no one better than you, and we may jump around here, but obviously,
sure.
You have the Allergy Care Center, but tell us specifically exactly what your office / you do. In Du Bois. Wow.
Very good. You know, real quickly, from a standpoint of training, I'm an ear, nose, and throat doctor. Encompassing then within that umbrella, Claudio, is, you know, we see patients in the office with ears, nose, and throat disease. We also take care of head and neck allergy. And of course, we do surgery, you know, from the standpoint of working on ears, draining ears, taking out tonsils, doing sinus work, rinsing sinuses, taking out cancers in the neck, the voice box, the thyroid. So it's a very encompassing field and, you know, very broad. And one can select, of course, within that, the things they want to do. And, you know, I'm located up in a rural community, so I tend to do, you know, more of a broad spectrum of things because there's not a lot of access to health care up in the Du Bois area. So, again, it's a matter of taking care of our patients with maladies typically of the ear, nose, and throat. Does that kind of give you a long-winded answer?
No, very good. Yes. Now, you obviously are involved in some other businesses as well, and we'll get to why in a minute, but tell our audience some of the other things that you are involved in.
Well, you know, thank you for that. And, you know, we all want to do well with our primary occupations and our primary training. But, you know, as we get a little more involved in it, you do it for a while. And I think, Claudio, you realize that too. You kind of branch out a little bit and, you know, you see what else is out there, things that people need that, you know, could help them, but also enhance your business. And, you know, that's where we got into not just the allergy, but also we got into the hearing business where, you know, we have an audiologist. We actually test the hearing. We dispense hearing aids. And, you know, so you kind of get into that field a little bit as well, trying to find as much complete care that you can. So that's kind of, you know, the start of doing something a little bit off the general trend. And then you start to do things for fun. And, you know, one hobby that I've had a little bit of fun with, of course. You know, we all talk about real estate. And so I have been involved with, you know, purchases of buildings as well as different condominiums, you know, those kind of things. And over the years, we've acquired some very unusual things. You know, if I can I'll elaborate just a little bit here.
Sure.
But, you know, we got into the dormitory business, meaning that we provide student housing for one of the local universities. And so that's really a very interesting type of residential housing where you have students that are there for maybe 10 months a year, you know, multiple students in one unit. You know, you have to deal with parents. In addition, you have to deal with students, you know, as they grow up, they get themselves into trouble and, you know, et cetera. So there's always something going on along that. But indeed, that's been, again, a very interesting project that we have developed, and we still do that. And that's part of, you know, the real estate that we do. Another fun thing that we're just started to do, and I may have mentioned it to you, restaurant. And, you know, the restaurant business is difficult. It's tricky. You sure hope you know what you're doing. And, you know, we started out several years ago with the Subway franchise. And, you know, the Subway sandwich shops.
Sure.
And we had several of those in Pittsburgh. And we went ahead. My wife was very instrumental in actually the day-to-day operations. And then we went ahead and we had four children at the time growing up, and it worked out beautifully, you know, giving them a job in a restaurant, you know, making sandwiches, cleaning up, learning to go ahead and repair things, going ahead to order things. So that's really developed, again, into a very nice business. Now, again, without trials and tribulations that go along with it. And that's just part of what we do, you know, and how it expanded and how you try to maintain things. And, you know, with any business cycle, things change. Nothing in business ever stays the same. So it keeps you on your toes, Claudio. All right.
Now, are you still involved with Subway?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And, you know, just as far as what our opportunities have been, you know, initially we actually owned the real estate that the sandwich shops were in and also ran the operation. Well, quickly, you know, again, as our children grew up and grew out of that and went to college and on to school, my wife, you know, was doing all that, and it got a little too much to try to handle, you know, 20, 30 employees, ordering for three stores, you know, going on with all that. So we went ahead, again, after about 25 years, let me say that, we actually sold the businesses, but we still own the real estate. So that overall, Subway is our tenant, but we're no longer making sandwiches in those stores personally. Okay. So just kind of interesting how that has gone on. And again, it's been very beneficial having an A-plus tenant like Subway, you know, in your real estate. So that's been very, you know, a lot of fun. And again, not without issues, not without problems. But again, you know, and I think you know that too, Claudio, you have several businesses. There are problems, and you become a problem solver for many different things that maybe, you know, you didn't know a whole lot about, but you go ahead and try to learn about different aspects of business so you become more knowledgeable, correct, and make good decisions.
Sure. Now, so, what about the Mexican restaurant now that you
The Mexican
restaurant. Which I love Mexican, and I got to come up.
Oh, you got to come up. You're more than welcome, and I'll, of course, treat you. you know, what we did here, small town. Great town, though, Du Bois, Pennsylvania. We did have an opportunity. There was a building on one of the main streets that had been vacant for many years, and we had an opportunity to go ahead and purchase it. So we went ahead. We did purchase it. kind of sat on it for a little bit. And again, you have a lot of opportunities. There's a lot of people that, you know, you talk with that are interested in doing a business in your real estate, et cetera. But we just kind of sat back and watched a little bit. And we had a very interesting offer from a Mexican restaurant company. May I mention the company on the air?
Of course. Yes.
Yeah. The name of the company is Taco Inc. And they're local up here in central Pennsylvania. They've got about 7 or 8 restaurants now. And again, in the Dubois. We have one now in Dubois I'm involved with. But the St. Mary's area, Franklin, Punxsutawney, Indiana, Warren, Ohio. So they're kind of local in this area. And they were looking to come to Dubois. And they did see our building. And we did sit down and we had a discussion with them, you know, seeing if it was a good fit with regard to their products, location, but also from a business standpoint. So anyway, long story short, 6 months ago, we came to an agreement financially. It had the leases all signed. And then we went in on our dime and we renovated the building. They, of course, came in. Once the basic renovations were done, then they finished with their decor, their furnishings, their kitchen equipment, et cetera. We just opened 2 weeks ago. And, you know, I own the building. I have a little bit of ownership in the restaurant. And, you know, so far now, it's been a lot of fun. And the business aspect has been good. It's amazing. I don't know how much Mexican food people can eat, but we've had a lot of repeat customers over the 2 weeks so far. And just some, if I can talk about some interesting problems.
Sure.
We ran out of tequila after the first week. And you know, again, over the, our second weekend, we couldn't make margaritas, a big uproar. We went ahead then, you know, we had to go through the liquor store and we had to double our order. And so we went ahead and we're into that second, third week now where we've increased the order of tequila and it's selling beautifully. Large margaritas, frozen margaritas. That's been a real win. The other thing that we experienced, just some interesting things. We ran out of food. And again, we still stayed open, but we're very limited on some of the dishes until we had our produce people come in, you know, with the onions, the tomatoes, the peppers, the lettuce. And we had to double our order as far as foods there. But just another interesting problem, Claudio, that I never thought we'd face was the dumpster issue. You know, we did have standard size dumpsters on the premises. Well, with such a volume, after 2 days, the dumpsters were filled. And there we are with all these large sacks of garbage stacked up behind the building. And, you know, seeing all that, we had to go in and we ordered larger dumpsters. So we doubled the size of the dumpsters. After about 2 or 3 days with those dumpsters, they were filled again. And again, we were having weekly pickup. Now what we have these large dumpsters, 2 of them. We have daily pickups of the garbage because there's so much garbage that's generated from this food preparation in the volume. So that's kind of my story with all this. You know, it's been fun. You know, I mentioned about problem solving, and we all have that, you know, with our businesses. And as you know, it doesn't make any difference what business it is. We're dealing with many, many facets, many people, many situations. And again, sometimes problems arise. And I think, Claudio, you found that also in your multiple businesses, correct?
For sure. And I not only, first of all, when you talked about the dumpsters, I'm sure people never thought about that, that you need a bigger
right.
dumpster. You know, you might think of more food needed ordered and or the yeah. help, but nobody ever thinks about things like that. There's so many things to think about for sure.
Right.
And you know, I've been kind of going through something the past couple of weeks, but that, you know, everybody, especially in sports, everybody always feels that they can coach, they can build a better mousetrap, or they can own a restaurant better. I know some people that think they can do X, Y, and Z. Meanwhile, they've never done anything but be an employee, right, which is nothing wrong with it. But they know the name of the unknown soldier, and they don't.
Boy, how true. And yeah, and I think you're right. It's easy to sit back and second guess. But indeed, when you're on the front line and you're having to make decisions, you know, it takes a lot of knowledge, a lot of experience, a lot of confront, a lot of self-confidence to go ahead and to make the tough decisions and make our businesses work. And, you know, we're in business for a reason. We all like to have a profit. But again, our decision-making has to be geared to give our clients good value, but at the same time, we walk away with a little bit of a profit in our pocket. And I think you find the same thing being true, Claudio.
Very, very much so. Let me ask you something before we go to break. And as I said, I'm going to jump around here.
Oh, you're more than welcome.
Some people have ear problems, ear infections. Yes, some people have high blood pressure. Some people have high cholesterol. Some people are just idiots. how do you deal with people who are, and we're going to be honest here, and everybody knows it.
Sure.
How do you deal, Dr. Roscoe, how do you deal with an idiot, be it somebody who tells you something that's way off base, somebody who maybe sticks his nose where it shouldn't belong in the business world? How do you deal with it?
Wow. And I think, you know, that's a good question. And, you know, you don't learn to do that in school, Claudio.
That's
There's
for sure.
There's no course on how to deal. You know, we call it in medicine the difficult patient. You know, there's no course on that. You know how to take out tonsils and do sinus surgery, do cancer surgery, do allergy testing. But nobody talks to you. How do you really implement that with people? All right. How do you go ahead and get them interested in their problem through your way that you want to solve it? And, you know, and again, we all have to be agents of change, so to speak. People can come in, you know, with certain ideas in their head. And, you know, sometimes they're wrong. Sometimes, as you've said, my God, where did they get this information? And, you know, one thing that I found, you know, over the years, you don't want to make the patient wrong. You don't want to make them feel bad. You don't want to act like you're one is very knowledgeable and they are not. And, you know, I think you brought up to start with on the show, you know, philosophies of life. I think I was correct in that, correct? Philosophies of business.
Sure.
And yeah, I think you used those words. And there's one thing that I learned many, many years ago from my father. And, you know, I've been in practice a lot of years. He has been dead for several years, but many years when I was starting, he said, I want to tell you something. When you're dealing with people, he said, seek to understand before being understood. And
okay.
May I repeat that?
Sure.
He said, seek to understand before being understood. And, you know, I think what that has meant, I think along with the question, trying to answer it, try to understand the client, the patient, even though, you know, again, you mentioned they're a little crazy, they're a little wacky. I always try to listen, seeking to understand. And then once I think I understand, I then try to go ahead and give them my opinion. And I found that it's been truthful, but very helpful, Claudio. You know, listening rather than talking, listening, trying to understand first, and then putting a plan together. And I think, you know, you deal with an awful lot of people. You deal with high-stress people, high-production people, and no doubt you have to get in communication with them. And the best way to do it, no doubt, is to listen first. And do you think that's true?
And that's a great line, but at the same time, I've noticed that just because someone watches a TV show like ER or some medical field doesn't make them a doctor. Or, you know, I love the piano. I love Liberace. He's a great pianist. Doesn't mean that I can play the piano. You know, and sometimes, sure. I've been around enough that I kind of know where a conversation is going, you know, sure. And so I'm trying not to knee jerk react. Somebody from Punxsutawney out your way, Chuck Daly, yes. The Hall of Fame basketball coach for the Detroit Pistons. One time they asked him, how were you able to coach such a team of diverse personalities like an Isaiah Thomas, Dennis Rodman, Rick Mahorn, John Sally, Bill Laimbeer? All these guys, he said, I'll never forget. And I try to live my life that way, coach, but he said something great. He said, I have bad eyesight, poor memory, and lousy hearing. And I try to do that, but sometimes it's a challenge. It's a challenge.
Sure.
But
well, you know, you're doing coaching. You know, no doubt people come to you, they think they know how to hit, catch, pitch. And you being the coach, you know that they don't know what they're talking about.
Right.
And no doubt you have to bring that to the fore in order to coach them, to make them a better player, make them a team player, and improve the whole lot of what you're doing. And that takes a lot of skills, Claudio.
It does. And one thing, again, that I've learned, again, this is just me. Like for example, maybe it's a poor example. But if somebody were to come to me and say, boy, that Dr. Roscoe, he's not a good guy. He's X, Y. Well, there's no way in hell that they can convince me that you're not a good person. So they're wasting their time. So for me anymore, I'm not in the convincing business anymore because I pretty much know that these people are not going to acquiesce isn't the right word. They're not going to listen. And so I just kind of cut them off because one thing that none of us can do, and that's create, you know, extra. We can make time, but we can't, you know, once something is gone and you waste time with somebody, you get upset.
Oh, it's gone.
It's gone. And I said, the hell with it. I'm done.
Yep.
I'm done.
But, no, I got, you know, and no doubt we all have, you know, and you know, again, in medicine, you know, people will come in and say that I was over to Dr. X, terrible doctor. He wanted to do this. You know, my mother didn't like him. He wasn't very nice, you know, et cetera, et cetera. You know, Claudio, a lot of that, I try to avoid reacting to that. Because, you know, if they're saying bad things about Dr. X, you know damn right well, if something goes minimally wrong, they're going to say bad things about Dr. Y.
That's right.
So you're right. And, you know, again, I just try to listen to understand. But, you know, overall, I still would like to gain this family as patients, you know,
sure.
Listening to really what did Dr. X mix or what did Dr. Y miss with this family? And I think I've been somewhat successful. And, you know, because, again, sometimes it's very limited, Claudio, what comes in the door.
Sure.
And so you don't want to turn patients away if you don't have to. And, you know, and both of us, though, Claudio, we have to deal with human behavior, right? That's the essence of what we do.
Oh, yeah. No doubt. Well, we're going to take a quick break to hear from our wonderful sponsors, such as Dr. Roscoe. So we're going to hear from Dr. Roscoe's Hearing and Allergy Care Center, Don's Pizzeria and Sports Bar at 502 Cabot Avenue in Trafford, Pennsylvania. We're going to hear from criminal defense attorney Eric Jackson Lurie. And also, don't forget about our shows, Italian Impact Weekly with Steve Mancini and myself, which can be heard on ItalianImpactWeekly.com. And also the Boxing Authorities, Boxing's Best TV Show with Smoking Jim Frazier, Luther Dupree, and myself. You can hear that on www.keepboxingfree.com. That's a new platform. And don't forget about my book, Lead from the Heart Up, Not the Neck Up, How to Create a Positive Winning Culture on the Field in Any Office. You can still get a few of those copies left at the Barnes & Noble and Robinson Township. And you can also get it at ClaudioRelsano.com, Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com. And also, May 18th, a friend of mine, Maria Metters, is running a golf event called the Let's Party for KC Golf Event, hosted by Kennedy Catholic Family of Schools. That will be held at Tam O'Shanter Golf Course, May 18th at 9 a.m., shotgun start. Tam O'Shanter is located at 2961 South Hermitage Road in Hermitage, Pennsylvania. Only $125 per player. Please contact Maria at 330-559-8891. And it benefits Kennedy Catholic Schools. So make sure you attend that event. I will be there. So we'll be right back with Dr. Greg Roscoe.
It's wintertime, and we are here to help you get through it. Hi, this is Dr. Roscoe. If you are suffering with headaches, sinus, nasal congestion, runny nose, and irritation from the dry air, post-nasal drip, coughing, dry throat, come see us at the Roscoe Allergy Center. We will correctly diagnose your issues to get you relief, to get you feeling better.
Call us today, the Roscoe Allergy Center in Dubois, 814-375-0455. That's 814-375-0455. Modern solutions, that's the Cal you've been looking for.
The law offices of Eric Jackson Lurie are available when you need it for all of your defense needs. Maybe it's a DUI, or maybe you found yourself in the wrong place at the wrong time. Whatever the scenario, the law offices of Eric Jackson Lurie are available 7 days a week. With a practice based throughout western Pennsylvania, the law offices of Eric Jackson Lurie are conveniently located in downtown Pittsburgh and Fox Chapel. When you or a loved one needs discreet, experienced legal representation, call Eric Jackson Lurie at 412-963-9308. That's 412-963-9308.
We want to welcome our newest sponsor, Dom's Pizzeria and Sports Bar, 502 Cavett Avenue in Trafford, Pennsylvania. Call 412-372-3667. Dom Pecora, great guy, great food. Make sure you tell him we sent you.
Are you tired of paying too much for health insurance? With those enormous premiums, you lose yardage, then get sacked with all the upfront costs. What are you paying for? Lou and his team at My Policy Quote are your number one draft pick. They have access to all the top carriers, and as a brokerage, they have full market visibility with the tools and experience. Let Lou help you and your family find truly affordable, quality insurance and quarterback your power play to get you out of the penalty box. Call Lou and his team at 412-609-9963. Okay, doctor.
Yes.
Everybody knows I love Greg Norman, the golfer, who is a very successful businessman. He said years ago that he wanted to prepare his life for when he was no longer number one golfer in the world. That's why he got involved in so many different businesses.
Yes. Under
the, now it's called the, before it used to be called the Great White Shark, Great White Shark Enterprises. Now it's called the Greg Norman Company. I decided to get involved with all kind of businesses. Just in case I didn't want baseball or baseball doesn't want me, why did you do the real estate and the restaurants and everything else? What was your reasoning?
Wow. I think it's a great question. And, you know, we all have our own, you know, our own fears in life, Claudio. And, you know, everybody fears about losing something and not having anything. Losing your way of life, you know, and you want to make sure you can maintain it. And, you know, I think I understand Greg Norman, and it's myself as a surgeon, you know, what's going to happen when the days come that I will not be able to operate. So I understand what he's saying. You know, I won't be able possibly to do medicine or allergy. So very similar. I need something to do. And one aspect of that was to putter with the real estate, all right? Meaning that to, you know, oversee the grass cutting, make sure the people get in, take care of the drain that's clogged. You know, we have three apartments that need painted, you know, those kind of things. I don't want to do that work personally. I probably could, but I really don't want to do it. But I think it's a matter of maintaining a standard of living. And, you know, we all like new cars. We like beautiful homes. We like paying our bills. And it takes money to do that, Claudio. So I think for me, the outlet, you know, real estate was financial security for my wife's future and my future. That's basically what we wanted to have, that overall we had security, we had income, that overall, you know, inflation, we had assets that if they would get inflated would increase, you know, our ability, say, so to speak, to sell, to have cash come into our coffers. So I looked at it from the standpoint of stability, security, and to maintain our lifestyle. And, you know, Claudio, even in our short lifetimes that we've had, expenses have gone up dramatically. You know, health insurance is unaffordable in some situations. Look at the price of a new car. You know, it's amazing what the future and the current times are costing us. So I think I looked at it as a hedge against the inflation and trying to live off Social Security, trying to live off, you know, some rental income. It was a combination of things. And, you know, it's hard to keep money in the bank with savings. But indeed, you know, you try to put money away. But the big thing was the hedge against the future when, you know, both you and I have worked hard. We've been successful and indeed would like to maintain our lifestyle. And do you see anything wrong with that thinking?
Zero. And you took two of my questions and encompassed it in all those in that great answer. I said this fear. I was going to ask you if fear plays a role in your life with anything you do and your thoughts on money. And you beautifully answered both of them. Now, do you ever like with me, some people say, oh, you've done X, Y, and Z and all this kind of stuff. And I always go by the Dan Marino saying, you can do more, you can always do more. And I never feel like I've done enough, Dr. Roscoe. I never feel like I have enough. It's not greed. It's just I like, as my dad used to say, keep the wolf away from the door because you never know what the hell is going to happen. Does that I don't want to say I walk around with a piano over my head, but maybe an organ. Maybe an organ.
Sure. But I think, you know, Claudio, I think you have a lot of reality, you know, with living. And I think, you know, you're an observer. And I think you may have seen circumstances where people thought they had enough and they really didn't have enough. And, you know, I think through observation or, you know, dealing with your parents or relatives, you know, sometimes the savings runs out before, you know, they run out. And so the fear, like I'm saying, it's more than just I'm afraid. It's the knowledge that, you know what, life is very expensive. And, you know, things change dramatically in our economy, in our world, in the politics. What about what's going on all over the world? What about, you know, the mess in Haiti? What if you owned real estate in Haiti right now? It's gone. You know, they've taken it over. The country's in shambles. So you never know what the future holds, Claudio. And I think one needs to be prepared. One needs to have options. And, you know, again, you never get too comfortable saying, well, I have enough. I don't have to save anymore. So I agree with your philosophy. I don't think it's a matter of greed at all. I think it's a matter of common sense, and I think it's a matter of, you know, the future is so uncertain that I need to make sure I have little pockets of investments that my family, my grandchildren, whomever, you know, what if you have a disabled child? What if you have family that's very needy? Who's going to take care of them in the future? Usually it's the current breadwinner. So it is something. But I think, sir, you're very, very valid in what you're talking about. And again, you know, it makes you get up every day. It makes you work hard. It makes you want to be successful. It makes you want to help people. It makes you want to touch many people in your world so they know you, so that they want to do business with you, and they want to help create success. That's kind of my thought. Are we talking about the same thing, Claudio?
Very on the same page. Fran Tarkenton always says, wake up with a sense of desperation. And you hit it on the head again. I've seen athletes who have made hundreds of millions of dollars, and they're broke. And yesterday, Linda, my wife, and I were watching a show called Dark Side of the Ring, and there was a wrestler that was a star wrestler. His name was Earthquake, and then some different things. There were some different things that happened. He ended up working in a retail store. You know, so. To my next question, Rocky Marciano, when he was beginning his career, he saw a lot of boxers who made good money go broke, and that scared him. I've seen many people who made a ton of money lose it all, and that motivates me. Did you ever see something like that that just said, that's not happening to me?
A little bit, you know, I think. You know, you and I are both observers of life. And, you know, we come from Italian backgrounds. And, you know, I had seen my Italian family, who at one time, when I was growing up, had several grocery stores. And they had grocery stores. You know where Brentwood, Pennsylvania is?
Sure.
Yeah. My uncle had a grocery store right there on the main street in Brentwood. They had one up by Ross Draver. The Ross Draver community, Ross Draver Airport. They had a couple of gas stations. Very hardworking Italian people, lived very humbly. And, you know, as life went on and they were getting aged, they lost everything, due to the economy, due to people stealing from them, not being able to manage everything they had. And they ended up, you know, very, very broke in their lives, and they died as paupers. So I did see that firsthand, and that always has scared me. And that, you know, overall, you know, how can you secure your future 20 years from now, 30 years from now, so that overall you have these little pockets of investment that can give you a return to maintain your lifestyle? Does that ring true for you as
well? Yes, very, very much so. And Customato, the Hall of Fame trainer, used to say, Mike Tyson was one of his fighters. He said, fear is a good thing if you use it properly. Like I said, with Fran Tarkenton, who was very successful in football, very successful in business, obviously. And he said, develop a sense of desperation. Or Dan Marino, you can do more, you can always do more. And these guys I admire, like a Mario Andretti, you helped interview him, if you remember.
I did, yes, sir.
Here's a guy who, he's 80, he just turned 84 a few weeks ago, and he's still at
Yeah.
Which leads to my next question. How do you know when it's time to move on from a particular business? You're involved in different things. How does Dr. Roscoe say, okay, it's time to move on? Joe Namath, when he was with the LA Rams back in 77, during practice, it just hit him. I don't belong here anymore. Nick Saban, the very successful coach at the University of Alabama, he doesn't like the way college football has changed. He said, okay, it's time for me to go. When has it been, and when would it be time for you to leave?
I think, which is a very, very difficult question to answer. A very important question, because again, it's part of our beingness. And, you know, when can me personally give up the Dr. Roscoe image? When do you give that up? And, you know, I do think about it. I do see it. And, you know, the easiest answer I have is that if I start to hurt my patients, if overall I'm not giving good care, you know, I haven't done the right thing here, then maybe it's time that I do hang it up and hang the scalpel up. You know, with medicine, Claudio, it's an ongoing, you know, education. You know, we educate with new courses, new technology, and I'm still, even at my age now, you know, I'm a little bit on the senior side here, Even with my senior age, I still go to courses.
Sure.
And it probably is about every, I just came back from Tampa, Florida. There was a course on a new ear procedure. 3 or 4 months ago, I was in Dallas. There was a new sinus procedure with sinus equipment. So one thing I look at, Claudio, as far as a hedge, continuing to be educated. Am I able to do new technology? And, you know, Claudio, we're giving service. People know what's new, what's the edge of technology. The public is very smart. And the thing is, if a doctor, and I've seen it, if a doctor is there doing the same procedure he did in the 60s and the 70s, the patients aren't interested. And Claudio, maybe it's time for him to hang it up. But, you know, as far as looking at my near future, if I'm able to stay current, I'm still able to learn, I'm able to implement and give good care, I'd like to continue to do what I'm doing. And I think the point, the break point is, if, you know, I get up in the morning and say, you know what, I didn't do the right thing, I think it's time to hang it up, I'm going to lock the office door and not go in. But it's a very, very good question. It's something I think any of us struggle with. You know, when it comes to real estate, you know, I can putter with that. I can hire someone to putter with the real estate. But with regard to my prime profession, yeah, that's a personal decision. And it's something that I look at frequently. And, you know, Claudio, we all get a lot of input from the people we deal with. And, you know, when people are saying good things, they're referring people into you. That's a good thing. That's positive. You know, when the phone stops ringing, when the referrals stop coming, when people aren't coming in for their appointments, Claudio, it's time that maybe I need to look at it very, very closely. But I thank you for that question. Very difficult, very emotional, and, you know, it's a life-changing question. You know, I've been Dr. Roscoe a lot of years, and the day will come when I'm really not Dr. Roscoe anymore. So thank you. And again, thank you for putting that on the table.
All right. Well, and a great answer. A couple more questions. And real quick, since you just said that, you know, again, I mentioned Namath, and he went on to have a great career outside of football. Joe Theismann, who I've been reading his book, and we're trying to effort to get him on the show. Namath did it on his own. Theismann was playing in a game on Monday Night Football. He said, at 10 o'clock, I was the starting quarterback of the Washington Redskins. At 10:05, I was done, you know, with his cracked leg.
But,
so, again, that transition can be tough because you are a doctor. They are a quarterback. I am, you know, a coach, whatever, but I'm trying to shift over. Me personally, I'm trying to shift over for that day when, as I said earlier, either I don't want baseball or it doesn't want me.
Correct.
But so I'm working on it.
Yeah, and I mean, it's something, you know, Claudio, we're all probably going to face that, you know, with our lives, with our career. You know, the world is changing. The decision makers are changing. We're all part of that. But, you know, at this point, we're still involved in people having the desire. There is demand for our services. And so the day will come when that changes, that the decision makers are choosing somebody else. There's no demand for Dr. Roscoe to do surgery. The day will come. And hopefully the day won't come for you for your coaching. But again, it's one of those things that could be out there one day that they don't want Claudio you are coaching. So we all have to be prepared. It may be out there for many, many years, but indeed, you know, as you said, life changes. It changes 5 minutes at a time. And you've had examples of that as well. Very interesting conversation.
Okay. Last question. One thing we all have in common is we all have to go through adversity/obstacles. How do you tell people, whether it's a family member, a friend, how to deal with adversity slash obstacles in life?
Wow. You know, so we're, the question framing it has to do a little bit with, we're in a counseling role, right? Is what you're saying? We're counseling our family member, a son, a daughter, a brother, a sister, someone close to us in our lives. That's a very good question. And, you know, I don't think there's an easy one-word answer. I think, you know, overall, with regard to counseling, you know, we go back, I use the words human behavior. And I think we have to understand the behavioral situation going on and how important that adversity is to that person. You know, whether they didn't get into the college of their choice, they didn't make the team, you know, they didn't get that 100% on their test. But I think it's a matter of going ahead, trying to understand the behavior and possibly putting yourself in that situation. But I think it's something, Claudio, we have to customize per situation. I don't think I have a stock answer for that overall. It's a great question. I just don't have enough, say, input.
Sure, it depends. Yeah, answer. It depends. Sure,
yeah,
sure.
It was a great question. Great
all
question.
Right. Well, Dr. Roscoe, I tell you all the time, I appreciate you, I admire you, I respect you. We have fun conversations as well.
Yeah.
And again, how lucky am I to call you now a friend? And I think the world of your wife and your kids. And geez, how lucky am I? So we appreciate your time, and thank you for being on our show again.
And it's reciprocal. I appreciate our relationship. And again, you far exceed my expectations of friendship. You treat me royally. And again, I wanted to mention, if I could say one more thing, I have read your book. I find it to be a very good read. And I do look at it occasionally for a little bit of advice. So
I appreciate
that. I do thank you for, you know, writing that book and your thoughts and your family and how you've dealt with many difficult situations. Thank you for having me on your program. I do appreciate it. Thank you.
Doctor, I appreciate it. And just real quick, just before you hang up, obviously we're taping the show. Adam does plug in your new commercials in between those spots. I didn't want you to think we forgot about those. Your commercials play and play and play. So thank you. We appreciate you. and we'll have you on again.
Thank you. And Adam, thank you as well. Claudio, good night. And again, thank you.
All right, doctor. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, everyone, we hope you enjoyed that as much as we did. Dr. Ross, as I said, is a terrific guy. And boy, again, how lucky am I to call him a friend? So he got me a little emotional there towards the end. So I appreciate that. So once again, we want to thank Rick Mitchell for the intros and outros. Adam Zaloof, not only a wonderful producer, but he's even a better person. We want to thank all our sponsors, Roscoe Hearing and Allergy Care Center, Don's Pizzeria and Sports Bar at 502 Cavett Avenue in Trafford, Pennsylvania, criminal defense attorney Eric Jackson Laurie with offices located in downtown Pittsburgh and Fox Chapel. Call Eric at 412-963-9308. Don't forget about my book, Lead from the Heart Up, Not the Neck Up, How to Create a Positive Winning Culture on the Field and in the Office. I think I may have to read the book myself to handle a couple of things. The Boxing Authorities, boxing's best TV show with Luther Dupree Jr. and Smokin' Jim Frazier. You can now check us out on keepboxingfree.com. Italian Impact Weekly with Steve Mancini and myself at www.italianimpactweekly.com. Please register for the May 18th event at Tam O'Shanter Golf Course. Let's party for KC Golf Event hosted by Kennedy Catholic Family of Schools. I did a speaking engagement for them a few weeks ago. Wonderful, wonderful people. It's a great cause. Only $125. May 18th at Tam O'Shanter. Please register by either calling Maria Metters at 330-559-8891 or email robryan, R-O-B-R-I-E-N, at kennedycatholicschools.org. I'm going to say it one more time, R-O-B-R-I-E-N, at kennedycatholicschools.org. Wonderful people. And as always, we appreciate you listening to the show. And as always, Thank you, Mom and Pop. Talk to you soon.
Thank you for listening to the Claudio Rossano Show, brought to you by Roscoe Hearing and Allergy Care Center. Be sure to tune in next time on ClaudioRossano.com.
It's wintertime, and we are here to help you get through it. Hi, this is Dr. Roscoe. If you are suffering with headaches, sinus, nasal congestion, runny nose, and irritation from the dry air, post-nasal drip, coughing, dry throat, come see us at the Roscoe Allergy Center. We will correctly diagnose your issues to get you relief, to get you feeling better.
Call us today, the Roscoe Allergy Center in DuBois, 814-375-0455. That's 814-375-0455. Modern solutions with the care you've been looking for.
The law offices of Eric Jackson Lurie are available when you need it for all of your defense needs. Maybe it's a DUI, or maybe you found yourself in the wrong place at the wrong time. Whatever the scenario, the law offices of Eric Jackson Lurie are available 7 days a week. With a practice based throughout western Pennsylvania, the law offices of Eric Jackson Lurie are conveniently located in downtown Pittsburgh and Fox Chapel. When you or a loved one needs discreet, experienced legal representation, call Eric Jackson Lurie at 412-963-9308. That's 412-963-9308.
We want to welcome our newest sponsor, Dom's Pizzeria and Sports Bar, 502 Cavett Avenue in Trafford, Pennsylvania. Call 412-372-3667. Dom Pecora, great guy, great food. Make sure you tell him we sent you.
Are you tired of paying too much for health insurance? With those enormous premiums, you lose yardage, then get sacked with all the upfront costs. What are you paying for? Lou and his team at MyPolicyQuote are your number one draft pick. They have access to all the top carriers, and as a brokerage, they have full market visibility with the tools and experience. Let Lou help you and your family find truly affordable, quality insurance and quarterback your power play to get you out of the penalty box. Call Lou and his team at 412-609-9963.